You are Locked On Fantasy, your daily NFL fantasy podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
What are the best and worst matchups for fantasy football for the late games of the Week 16 NFL schedule? It's time to find out right here and right now as another matchup Thursday begins on Locked On Fantasy Football.
You are Locked On Fantasy, your daily NFL fantasy podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Greetings, everyone, and welcome to another edition of the Locked On Fantasy Football Podcast. As usual, I'm your host, Vinny Iyerman. I'm not doing this. I'm writing about NFL and fantasy football for SportingNews.com. Come to the site now. Check out all the good stuff we have there. Leading you into Week 16, we already have one game kicking off tonight, 49ers-Titans. We talked about the early game starting with Thursday night and the two games on Saturday in our matchup Wednesday show. Matchup Thursday will go all the way to the back end there, including Washington at the Cowboys on Sunday night and the Dolphins at the Saints on Monday night. So we'll get through a few more early afternoon games and get into late afternoon games of Sunday as well. So a lot of good stuff here to check out on the show, and we'll dive right into it. First, I got to tell you, thanks so much for making Locked On Fantasy Football your first listen every day. We are free and available here on all platforms. So we're excited there that you're listening. We're excited for the holiday season. We're excited for the fantasy football playoffs here for us and trying to win a championship in our season-long leagues. So let's break it all down. Let's start with the Bills-Patriots game, a big game in reality. Fantasy, we'll see. The first game wasn't a lot except for Damian Harris and Ramondre Stevenson, if you had them in the Patriots run-heavy attack. 2.5-point favorites, the Patriots are at home. 43.5 is the over-under. Damian Harris, we'll see if he can return from the hamstring injury. Could not go against the Colts. Ramondre Stevenson ran a tough sledding. He got hurt in that game. Brandon Bolden also a little bit banged up. So we'll see if Harris returns here. The Bills will probably adjust and take away the running game. They're typically pretty good against the run. They get gashed if teams are relentless. So it's usually hat on a hat with the Patriots, and they'll try to do that again to the Bills. But fool them once, I don't know if it'll happen again. But still, I think you're starting Harris if he goes, for sure. You're not worrying about that. If Harris doesn't go, we'll look at Stevenson and see if he can go. If not, you might look at Bolden. If not, you might just pivot away from the Patriots' backfield altogether here this week. Again, I just don't see a repeat. Don't chase that box score there of that run-heavy game script. That said, I don't really like anything in the passing game for the Patriots, except for Hunter Henry at tight end. He came through. I know the Bills are pretty good at covering the tight end. They contained Henry in the first meeting, but there also wasn't a lot of passing volume. So Henry really came on strong last week, almost helped them upset the Colts there in the second half when they were down 20-0. So Henry is the guy I'm locking in as a back-end tight end one. Harris, if he plays, I'm looking as RB2. If Harris doesn't play, Ramondre Stevenson is the RB2. And if Stevenson doesn't play again, Bolden drops to a flex, and you might go away from the Patriots altogether. So somebody watch there with the Bills. Let's not complicate things. Josh Allen has to stay in your lineup. He's going to get it done with the running and passing a lot more in this game. He's going to take over. So you might see a lot of just direct runs here from Allen to help his status, pad his stats here. J.C. Jackson is a tough matchup for Stephon Diggs, but we saw Diggs make some plays. Gabriel Davis also had a touchdown against the Patriots in the first meeting. So really like these receivers to get it done through volume in this game. I think the Bills will just play a lot better. So Gabriel Davis, it's not the best matchup. I'm going to drop him down to wide receiver 3 or flex in a deep league. Only Stephon Diggs, because of the Jackson matchup, he's tempered at wide receiver 2 this week. But they'll find different ways to get it done. The Patriots are also tough against a tight end. So be wary about Dawson Knox, but I think he'll get it done as well in this game, just more of a back-end tight end one. So everyone drops down a little bit, but I still think they can be rather productive. If you can pivot away from Davis, I would do that. He's a young receiver against a veteran secondary in this one. I'm not extending to Devin Singletary. I figure the Bills will stick with the run a little bit more after they had the breakthrough with Singletary against the Panthers, but I think Allen's going to be involved. They're going to get more backs involved, I think, this week as well. So it'll be a different type of game plan for the Bills. So temper your expectations, but play your principles. That's how I would say with the Bills, and I'm going to maybe try to avoid both defenses in this game. I don't think you'll see a lot of points. I think you might have a lower scoring game, but I don't think either team's going to turn it over or make as many mistakes as you think, and that's hard to navigate through in fantasy football. Let's go to our next matchup. It's the Giants-Eagles. After the Eagles' Tuesday win over Washington home, they get another weak opponent from the NFC East. 9.5-point favorites, 40.5 is the over-under for Jalen Hurts in Philadelphia. Let's go to the other side. We'll see if it's Mike Glennon or Jake Fromm, but they've shut down Daniel Jones with a neck injury for the season, so it's not going to be him. You can't trust any wide receiver. You have Kyle Rudolph cutting into Evan Ingram's role. Evan Ingram, if you're desperate at tight end, you can go there, but I'm not going with any of the receivers because, again, Sterling Shepard's down for the season once again with a torn Achilles. Kadarius Toney continues to be on the COVID-19 list, so I don't know what's going on with his status. We don't hear much about it at all anymore. So, but still, you're not trusting a Giants wide receiver in this round of the fantasy football playoffs. So really the only guy you're looking for is Saquon Barkley with volume here, and hopefully Devontae Booker won't cut in too much, but good matchup returning back to the state of Pennsylvania where Barkley had a connection there with Penn State, obviously. So decent game from him. It's the Penn State reunion between Barkley and Miles Sanders. Speaking of Miles Sanders, we're going to watch him. He missed practice with a quad injury there early. He should be okay. It's tough coming off that Tuesday game. So they might limit his carries a little bit, but we saw Jordan Howard was pretty effective running as well. The Eagles were just dominating Washington on the ground with Jalen Hurts as well. So Jalen Hurts is a QB1. Just his running ability and prowess is going to be key, especially if Sanders is a little bit limited. Sanders coming off a big game. If he goes, he's in there. Howard, I think, is a reach unless you're looking for a desperation flex here. Game strip dependent there to get enough carries to supplement Sanders there in the second half. So that's what you're looking at. But you can't extend to Boston Scott or Kenneth Gainwell. They're not going to be a lot of passing situations forced to the backs in this one. Dallas Goedert is hot. The Giants are pretty weak against the tight end overall. We saw Dalton Schultz go off against them there in another division game against the Cowboys. So a lot of good stuff there for sure with the Eagles that you can operate here, the principals. Devonta Smith, just really hard to trust. They're just not making enough plays with him. Again, he's a wide receiver 3 at best, but I think this is more of the running game and Goddard show once again in a great matchup here. And the game script is going to be pretty grindy for the Eagles once again. I also love their defense this week to come through against the Giants and Glennon potentially ripe for the picking, a pick 6 there this week with Darius Slay looming in Philly. All right, we'll get to an exciting game here with the highest over-under so far, and really it's the highest over-under on the board here for the back-end games, 49.5. The Rams are 3-point favorites at Minnesota. So let's start with the Rams. This is pretty easy. Looks like Sonny Michel is pretty much the leader. He's been more effective the last 3 weeks with Daryl Henderson. I don't know if he's lost his job, but now he's more the change of pace back. So Sonny Michel is more the RB2. Henderson is the flex if you're looking in this matchup, but yeah. That's how I break it down. The Vikings have been pretty vulnerable against the run. Matthew Stafford, back in a division game, former Lion, playing the Vikings. Yep, fire him up. He was great as a QB1 last week with Cooper Kupp, who has maybe his best matchup yet. It seems like every week is a great matchup for Cooper Kupp, partly because Cooper Kupp is a brilliant wide receiver who gets open everywhere downfield. So he makes his own matchups with Cooper Kupp. So he's matchup-proof, and he gets a great matchup as well. Fire up Cooper Kupp. Potentially a league winner for a lot of people here over the next 2 weeks, coming off that monster game against the Seahawks. So Cooper Kupp, fire him up. Van Jefferson, go there as well. Odell Beckham Jr., if you want to extend there, but I love Van Jefferson a little bit more in stretching the field. It's the Van Jefferson, Justin Jefferson showdown. So 2 second-year Jeffersons battling each other. So Van Jefferson, I'm looking at more as a wide receiver 2. Odell Beckham Jr., more wide receiver 3. Flex Kupp is a wide receiver 1. Anywhere else, I'm not going. Tyler Higbee's been on the COVID list for a while. Again, Rams defense, I'm also going to park. The Vikings don't give up a lot of fantasy football points the other way here. And the Vikings defense, I'm going to park against Stafford and that offense. Now, with the Vikings, Kirk Cousins, you might be able to pivot in a different direction. He's had 2 underwhelming games and good matchups against the Steelers and Bears. So keep in mind, this is not a great matchup for Cousins. And they could be grindy with Dalvin Cook more in this game. And we'll see how that plays out. But yeah, for sure. Adam Thielen, if he returns, he's in your lineup. Justin Jefferson, you're going to worry a little bit about Jalen Ramsey, but not a lot. He does drop Jefferson a little bit down among his status fellow wide receiver ones, but still up there, and he's just been a stud all year. Thielen pops in as a wide receiver three. Should he play here? Returning from the ankle injury, looks like he will. He got some limited practices. He's very close to playing against the Bears on Monday night, so you'd think he'd suit up for this game and be a red zone threat here for the Vikings. So that helps Cousins' value a little bit, but it's still hard to trust against this Rams defense. At home, I think the Vikings will play pretty well offensively, though, using a lot of Dalvin Cook. That's where you exploit the Rams in the running game and really sticking with that. We saw some success for the Seahawks doing that as well. So this could be a big Dalvin Cook game, and Jefferson and Thielen playing off that a little bit to help against a very tough pass defense here. And I do like the Vikings to potentially pull off the upset. Short week, really short week from the Rams playing on Tuesday. Vikings also on a short week playing on a Monday, but at home, they need this game a little bit more than the Rams for the playoff picture, and I think that can come to fruition here. All right, we will get into our next games on the schedule. We'll get five more done here before it's all done, so we'll be all the way through the Week 16 breakdowns. No one plays daily fantasy sports to lose. Winning feels so much better, but traditional fantasy sports are a long-term losing proposition because you never know who or what you're up against. Stadier is the first-of-its-kind daily sports platform where it's you versus the house in head-to-head fantasy matchups, winner take all. And here's the crazy part. Stat Hero shows you their lineups before you play. You can handpick the team you want to face one-on-one. This week, the challenge is approached us here on Locked On. They've put up a lineup there at Stat Hero of T. Higgins, the wide receiver of the Bengals, CeeDee Lamb of the Cowboys, and Keenan Allen of the Chargers. So pretty awesome little stack there. So you can figure out how to go up against that. I might pivot to Ja'Marr Chase in that matchup there against the Ravens over T. Higgins. CeeDee Lamb I really like this week, but I think you could also go for a player in this Vikings-Rams game we just talked about, maybe a little Cooper Kupp. And with Keenan Allen, look, you could go right there as well with Mike Williams. So a lot of ways to battle here on Stat Hero, and that's the challenge we've been presented here this week. So you can get in on the fun right now at Stat Hero. It's so much fun to play and get involved. Why? Because you don't have to compete against thousands of experts or unknowns. Stat Hero puts you in control of your own fate. This never-before-seen innovation of fantasy sports and gambling hybrid has Stat Hero players clocking odds that are over four times better. With Stat Hero, you are in control of the stakes. You decide how much you're going to play for. And Stat Hero has no choice but to take it because they're daring you to beat them, and we can do that this week. Stat Hero head-to-head is what daily fantasy should be one-on-one. Sign up for free right now at stathero.com/lockedon and use the promo code LOCKEDON for a 100% deposit match. That's stathero.com/lockedon. Use the promo code LOCKEDON for a 100% deposit match. Stathero.com. Promo code LOCKEDON. Terms and conditions apply. All right. Thanks again for making Locked On Fantasy Football your first listen every day. Time to get into three more matchups here of week number 16. We go to the late afternoon window, 4:05 game between the Bears and Seahawks. The Seahawks, 6.5-point favorites, mild favorites, less than a touchdown, 43.5 is the over-under. Let's start the Bears. If you need Justin Fields, you could play him. It's on the road, but the running, passing, Seahawks defense isn't all that. So dual threat, Justin Fields will be a little bit better than he was against the Vikings at home there in week 15. Let's hope so. But Fields' running gives him a floor, and I think the receivers give him a ceiling. Now, Darnell Mooney, I like him. I want the consistency, but I think people are realizing that he's the man here, especially with no Allen Robinson. They can key on him a little bit. So temporary expectations. It could be another like 6-for-60 or 7-for-70 type game for Darnell Mooney as defenses try to take him away. The Seahawks should be a little bit better in the secondary if DJ Reed comes back off the COVID-19 list. So something to watch there as well. So Mooney is wide receiver 3 playable this week, but be wary. David Montgomery is certainly is RB1 playable. The Seahawks' run defense is pretty weak. They got gashed by Sonny Michel. They're worn down, short week. Again, it's another matchup of teams playing Monday, Tuesday here, so keep that in mind. So David Montgomery, feel really good about his chances and a pretty good player that you can look at DFS this week as well as a core player, as he should get tons of volume in this game. You can look at Cole Kmet. If you need a sleeper, he came on strong there last week and had a nice game against the Vikings. So they're getting him a little bit more involved as the attention goes to Mooney. So Cole Kmet, a back-end tight end one if you need him in deeper leagues this week. So Montgomery, Kmet, Mooney, Fields all have some value this week. Not going to play the Bears defense. They're really depleted. You have Jalen Johnson as well as their best corners hurting. That should be good news for DK Metcalf to maybe get going. Last week, he had to guide through Jalen Ramsey with no Tyler Lockett, giving him a little reprieve. If Tyler Lockett plays, he's in your lineup as a wide receiver too. Metcalf, I already like as a wide receiver too if Johnson doesn't play here. But if both those guys are in there, that's good. Expect Lockett to be cleared from the COVID-19 list here. It is a good spot here for the Seahawks, 43.5. So Russell Wilson ties in with Metcalf and Lockett. You can play him. This backfield just got a little bit more confusing because Rashad Penny was good, but then all of a sudden DJ Dallas was resurrected and made into a key role against the Rams. So this is a hot hand approach literally here. Alex Collins could return from the abdomen injury and the COVID-19 list here. Travis Homer could be in the mix. So I don't know what's going to happen. You know, Rashad Penny, start at your own risk here, but he's your best bet, really, because of his volume and the game script should be positive versus the way they chased the Rams a little bit. They were pretty even with the Rams, I will say. And DJ Dallas got some key targets and touches there that game. So be wary of that. Just be prepared to be disappointed if they go more to Dallas than Penny. It just gets so confusing with the Seahawks running game. We really miss Chris Carson this season. If you need their defense, they're at home. They got the 12th man and Jamal Adams, but they have a lot of playmakers there that they can happen against the rookie quarterback Fields. Let's go to our 4:25 Eastern time games, both in the AFC. The Broncos going to the Raiders, 1.5 point favorites. The Raiders are at home, 42.5. Probably going to see Drew Lock starting for the Broncos. Scary injury. We know Teddy Bridgewater not practicing with the concussion. So Drew Lock actually might help the receivers a little bit, but Cortland Sutton is banged up as well. So really Tim Patrick is the way you would go if you're going with a wideout, because Jerry Judy's not doing much, Sutton's not doing much. I think you'll see Drew Lock take a few more chances throwing downfield. I think that play helps Patrick downfield a little bit more, especially with Sutton hurting. Sutton has a chance, but Las Vegas does have Casey Hayward there who can cover on the back end. So something to worry about there if you're number one outside receiver. So I like Tim Patrick as a sneaky play, more of a DFS value here this week if we're looking at it in wide receiver three in deeper leagues. He did score last week and is effective. I also think it's going to be a big tight end game with Noah Fant and Albert O being involved here. So I know Locke is a more downfield throwing guy, but Fant can do that. So can Albert O stretching the field. So I'm not going to play Albert O, but Fant really has a good shot to come through here against the Raiders in a very good matchup. So Fant, I think, is going to have a good game. Patrick, those are the only receivers, pass targets I would trust for the Broncos. Otherwise, we know it's going to be smash, 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 Melvin Gordon and Javonta Williams. I like both of those guys as strong RB2s in this matchup. As we know, the Broncos will be relentless in running the ball in this matchup, made for it on the road with a good fan support here down the road in Las Vegas. Now, for the Raiders, Josh Jacobs, you go with him. Hunter Renfro, that's pretty much it. You can't extend to Derek Carr. Darren Waller doesn't look good for him with the back and knee injuries to return this week either. So tough matchup, we know, in general for the receivers and all that. But Renfro working in the slot really helps him because that's where the Broncos are most vulnerable. We saw that with Tyler Boyd and the Bengals last week. So that helps Renfro. Again, Jacobs, just temporary expectations. He's going to be volume-based play in this game. The Broncos run defense is pretty tough, as we know. I look at the Broncos to win this game. And for their key assets, Gordon and Williams to be very productive to help, and Noah Fant a sneaky bounce back as a tight end one this week. All right, we'll go to the Steelers-Chiefs game. The Chiefs are 7-point home favorites, 44 is the over/under. Chiefs, we've got to navigate through all this COVID stuff for the Chiefs. Let's talk about them first. Patrick Mahomes is good to go, but Tyreek Hill is on the COVID list. Travis Kelce is on the COVID list. Could change things. Mecole Hardman could have a subtle big role here if Hill's not cleared. And that's really a bummer in the fantasy football playoffs at this critical juncture. Travis Kelce, you'd figure you'd get a little bit more run from different players here. So it's going to be by committee to kind of replace him there. They have the young kid from Duke there that they can look at. Noah Gray that might be leading in Kelce's role. But you also have the fullback that's been getting a little juice there, as well as Blake Bell, the Belldozer. So it could be really messy and may not have a replacement tight end available in this game. And you could see the Chiefs suddenly pivot if Kelce and Hill are not available, or one of them not available. Again, Hardman is the fill-in for Hill. That's why you pick him up, because they can interchange him in that role. And if he's in that role, he's a different story in terms of his production instead of a complimentary role. So watch out for that. But no one really there with the replacement for Kelce in that. And I think they'll just pivot to giving Clyde Edwards-Helaire and Darrell Williams a lot of run in this game, because Steelers' run defense stinks and they're going to have to go that direction if that downfield passing game isn't the same. So things to navigate there, but Patrick Mahomes still very playable. You feel a little bit better about him, though, if Hill and Kelce are in. If one of them are in, you still feel pretty solid about him at home here in week number 16. But hopefully the Steelers will provide some resistance so you can feel better about the other side. Bounce back spot for Najee Harris as an RB2. Deontay Johnson bounces back as a wide receiver 2. Chase Claypool, however, I would avoid. It's a good downfield pass coverage defense for the Chiefs. They're battling some COVID-19 issues there as well on defense with Chris Jones, but Jones should be cleared in time to play this game, you figure. So, again, not feeling a lot with the Steelers. Just stick with your principles there. Harris and Johnson not going to go anywhere else on this Chiefs team. And definitely Chiefs defense is a playable option here. The Steelers defense, however, if Hill and Kelce are out, maybe you think about them, but it's on the road. It's a bad spot. Their run defense is terrible, and you're not going to go in that direction this week. All right. We got two more games to talk about, and we'll break those down in our final segment. Again, thanks for making Locked On Fantasy Football your first listen every day. We are free and available to you on all platforms. Super Bowl 56 at SoFi Stadium is less than 100 days away, and On Location, the official hospitality partner of the NFL, is the only place to score a once-in-a-lifetime Super Bowl ticket and experience package. Select your exact seats and choose from elite experiences featuring an exclusive pregame celebration with NFL legends, five-star LA hotels, and food by the great Wolfgang Puck. Visit location on locationexp.com. That's on locationexp.com/SB56 for more information, or search Super Bowl on location. That's on locationexp.com/SB56, or search Super Bowl on location to find more about getting on this trip that is once in a lifetime. Football season is near its end, but still plenty to go in the playoffs. BetOnline has covered this holiday season more props, odds, and lines than ever before. As football continues to march through the College Bowl season and the Pro Football Playoffs, BetOnline remains your number one spot for all the sports action of the season. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Just use our promo code LOCKEDON to receive your bonus. From basketball, football, NHL, boxing, UFC, right down to your favorite Vegas casino games. Don't wait to take advantage of all the amazing offers available for the 2021 season. BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your favorite sports. So don't wait to take advantage of all the new and amazing offers available. BetOnline, where the game starts. All right, time to finish the show here and look at our last two games, our primetime games of the week in Week 16. To end the slate here, Washington and the Cowboys here, 10-point favorites of the Cowboys. There are 47s the over-under. A little bit of get-well game for Ezekiel Elliott last week. Dak Prescott is the guy that needs to get well. Maybe it's a complete get-well game in this one. Washington's defense got run over by the Eagles, but that's a very good run-heavy type team. Elliott backs in as an RB2 this week. Tony Pollard, a little bit of extension if you need to go there. But I would not. I mean, I just don't know with the foot injury how many touches he's going to get. So Elliott, RB2 this week. Wide receivers, what do you do with them? Michael Gallup and the CeeDee Lamb and Amari Cooper. Well, I like CeeDee Lamb a lot. Amari Cooper's just been hit or miss, touchdown dependent in this offense. You still got to roll him out here. Michael Gallup is a wide receiver 3 flex. Amari Cooper is a wide receiver 2. And the way Prescott's playing, you got to put CeeDee Lamb as a wide receiver 2 with upside as well. Dalton Schultz, I think, will go back to cooling off in this game. Washington is better against the tight end here than the Giants were. On the Washington side of things, we have not much there to see. Antonio Gibson, Terry McLaurin, that's all you're starting in that offense here. McLaurin, you want some little bit more volume. Whoever's a quarterback, Taylor Heineke returning, or Kyle Allen there ahead of Garrett Gilbert would help a lot this season. So that's all we're sticking with Washington. You can also play the Cowboys defense with confidence in this game. Primetime emotional home bump against the reeling defense or offense that we should see the other side. Finally, we have the Dolphins-Saints game. The Saints are 3-point favorites home. I actually like the Dolphins to win this game. Only 38.5 over-under. So the last game of the week, not all that great for fantasy football or reality scoring. Let's start with the Saints. Pretty simple here. I would just bench Taysom Hill. I don't like him against the Dolphins. The Dolphins are very tough up front. And we saw what happened last week. So no Taysom Hill. Alvin Kamara, the only asset. I'm not going to extend to Marquez Callaway or any of the receivers. And the Saints defense I would also avoid because the Dolphins have been pretty good about protecting the ball with Tua Tagovailoa. Tua Tagovailoa, speaking of which, is a great streamer this week. I know the Saints have a tough defense, but they'll get Jalen Waddle back, Devontae Parker, two guys to occupy Marshawn Lattimore and these corners here for the Saints. So I'm looking at Jalen Waddle, wide receiver 2 this week, Devontae Parker, wide receiver 3. Mike Gesicki, I don't love all that much. I think it's going to be a wide receiver game here for the Dolphins. Also effective They're throwing out of the backfield, but we'll see who that is. We can't trust anyone there with Myles Gaskin and Duke Johnson. So that split backfield, too hard to trust anyone there with that situation that developed last week with Johnson taking over, even though Gaskin was cleared from the COVID list. So can't trust any of them in this tough matchup against Saints. Gesicki, again, runs into Wall. He's more of a back-end tight end one at best this week. But I love Tua and the receivers Waddle and Parker much of this game. And again, Dolphins defense is the one I would play over the Saints defense here. Remember what the Bills did to the Saints on the road in primetime? They're going to do that here as well. The Dolphins, red hot, they're going to stay hot and win this game while the Saints cool off in the NFC. Thanks for making Locked On Fantasy Football your first listener every day. Now, let's check out tomorrow. We'll have lineup Friday and a look at our DFS values on DraftKings and FanDuel, as well as injury updates you need to know, and then some takeaways from the 49ers-Titans game. Now, make your second listen Locked On Bets, your daily one-stop shop for all your gambling needs. Locked On Bets, hosted by your boy Q, with expert analysis and insight from Lee Sterling. It's free and available on all platforms. For Locked On Fantasy Football, this is Vinny Iyer. Have a great day. Good luck in the 49ers-Titans result, and we'll catch you tomorrow for talking DFS and injury updates.